One of the big highlights of season 2014 for the Newcastle Knights has been the performance of their lower grade teams, and one man responsible for the success, or partly responsible for the success of the NYC team, is WizKid Flyer Jake Mamo. G'day, mate.
Hey, how you going?
It's been a great season for the lower grades, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been an outstanding season for the under-20s and also the New South Wales Cup. We started the year off undefeated for 10 rounds, I think it was, and we've continued that good form up until now, and we're sitting in first spot, and I think we have been up until this point.
And the two teams you've got to play in your last two games are also top four teams, so they're not going to be easy games.
No, they won't be. We're playing the Eels on Saturday. They're sitting in third, and then Dragons are in fourth.
Yeah, so it's going to be tough. And you've had a taste of first grade this year.
Yeah, I've played seven games this year, which has been a lot of fun and was a great experience for me. It was pretty surprising to be picked to play in round seven this year, but I was very happy to play.
Was that against the Broncos?
Yeah, that was against the Broncos. Yeah.
What was the step up like? I mean, what was the first thing you noticed playing in that game that made it so different from NYC?
Well, the first run I took in that game, I copped a big hit off Alex Glenn, and obviously it's just the bigger step up is the bigger bodies, and there's nowhere to hide, really.
But for a speedster like you, it's exhilarating to play on the end of a really good back line. So you're just waiting for your chance to catch and run, aren't you?
Yeah, certainly. That's obviously my job, to be on the wing and finish, and playing outside of whether it be Dane Gagai or BJ Leilua. They're both terrific players, so getting the ball off them makes it easy for me.
Now, you're a Central Coast boy, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're from down there. So
don't hold that against him, David.
No, right. Not at all. How did Newcastle spot you and get you up here?
I was playing for the Entrance Tigers as a 16-year-old, and then Keith Onslow gave me the opportunity to trial for the SG Ball team. I did so that year, played SG Ball, and then made the step up to under-20s after finishing SG Ball. I didn't play... That was in 2012 I made that step up. I didn't play a game that year in 20s, but I trained and then made my debut in 20s in 2013.
And Rick Stone has kind of followed your progress, hasn't he, right from when you were playing juniors. So he knows a lot of your background, and now the knowledge that he's going to be the head coach at the Knights must be a good feeling for you.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I've had a fair bit to do with Rick since playing SG Ball in under-18s. He's always been around at training sessions and helping out, so it's really exciting for him to be head coach next year.
There's some great kids at the club. I mean, what about the Matautias? I mean, they've just powered on this season, and they've grabbed their chance, and everyone's raving about Sione. Do you think he can handle the pressure at the moment?
Yeah, I think he can handle the pressure really easy. He's a very cool-headed guy, and I've spent the last 2 years with him in the under-20 side, and he's an outstanding player along with Chanel, and I think they can both handle it very well.
Are you the fastest bloke in the club?
I got the best time in the 40-metre sprint during pre-season this year.
Yeah.
But I'd say Uarte is probably still quicker than me.
So. Not at the moment, because he's busted.
So. Not at the moment with a busted knee, so I'll claim that title for a little while.
You're not the biggest bloke in the world. How do you find the wrestling that's in the game these days? Is it a bit tougher for you, or you just try and not get amongst it and run past it?
Well, the goal is obviously to try and run past it and not get amongst it, but as you said, I am a small guy, and I do find it difficult at times, because I weigh probably 10 kilos on average, less than a lot of the players. But I'll be working on my strength and trying to build up and get a bit bigger over the next year.
Stick with me. I can show you how to put on 10 kilos really quick, Jake. No problem at all, mate. You just look at the food and you just go for it.
I'll try that.
You are going to be playing finals football this year, which is brilliant. And all power to the Knights, because both their lower grades will be there. And let's hope you can be at ANZ Stadium on grand final day doing your thing.
Yeah, well, that's obviously the goal, to make it on grand final day, and this will be my first final series with Newcastle, and I'm really excited to do that. And I think we have the team to go the whole way in the under-20 side.
Good luck for the future, mate. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.